GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can I ask you something, Mitch? If you were an NBA player like that and you knew that were to be the case, would you date Kendall Jenner?
No.
I would.
And James Strebel.
Oh, ground daddy, you can say it on the air. Don't shake your face at me. This isn't... Your wife's not going to get mad at you.
Yes.
I'm saying if you're an athlete, you're not. You're a guy that drives a minivan.
Yeah.
Okay? your wife's not thinking, oh, he's going to hook up with Kendall Jenner.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man, it's been a fun show. Thank you, Ethan, for hanging out today.
It was fun, man.
Have you seen the tweet? I just received the picture of you in your vehicle with the UK magnet to Ethan. Ethan, go Cats, John Calipari. Man, that's great. Like,
and I don't know how they put the magnet on there without me seeing it.
Oh, that's happened to me before. It's happened to me before. I actually used to work at a shoe store part time before I got married and started doing this. And it was I had the same thing happen to me. I'd go out to my car and I'd go home and there'd be a Louisville magnet on my car because I work with Louisville fans. So that's par for the course. But that was a very, very funny picture. All right, everybody. It's the first time for Avery here on The Take, ESPN 680 105.7. On Monday, our guy, Andy Sweeney, the host of the show, Jack Grossman, they'll both be back, so the band will be back together. Appreciate Perrin Johnson this week. Appreciate you, Ethan, coming on today. This mixtape is dedicated to our good friend, colleague, Mike Pratt. This one's for you, Mike. So I hope it's a good one. And rest in peace, brother. We're all going to miss you. So here we go, Avery. Let's go, the mixtape.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
Indeed it is. Oh, we're good. Yeah, there's the music. Yes, little Jay-Z. All right, Avery, fire away. She's like, it's coming, it's coming.
We can rap to the beat if we want.
We can't. Well, people don't want that for sure. No, if I'm rapping, radios will go off. For sure. Or maybe you're better than I am. All right, try to get Avery.
Nobody loves Dan more than I do. I was one of the first people to meet him when he came to town. I just want to hug him and put him in my pocket. But he drove the fans crazy with his eighth inning managing these two games. Oh, man. I'm just telling the truth. I'm going to use the dreaded CH word. It was a little chokish. They looked nervous to me, like they weren't really sure they could score.
Dan McDonald can't win the big one. Dan McDonald can't win the big one. Oh, and Jeff Walls can't win the big one. Make changes, Josh.
Wow, Rummage, what?
Yo, he wasn't serious.
I watched John Calipari be forced to keep the Harrison Twins in the game in a Final Four game.
Cost himself a national championship, and Kentucky fans will not argue that down.
No. Cost him not just a national championship, cost him something that would never, probably in our lifetime, be replicated.
Keep going. Yeah.
In 40 and 0.
I can't argue that.
it would go down as the greatest season of all time, and there's no way. And we would be sounding like this. Well, I mean, technically, they were undefeated, but I mean, but the conference, it wasn't like when
remember when they went to the Bahamas?
In the summertime, and I mean, they kind of lost that game, and so yeah, I mean, you know, and then they got a bad call here, and so it's like that's what that cost.
They're right. They got to agree with them.
In your locker room.
I know.
We're going to have
some. No, sir. I don't read your text because you're a jackass. Like, what do you want me to say?
Are they trying to grab your attention?
Yeah. Here, I'll give them to them real quick. It says, but those players come into college, played position. You're making Kamari Lance a guard. You spell guard wrong every single time you text us. You spell guard, G-A-U. Okay? That's part of the reason I don't read it. It's a shame that you all continue to misinform the fan base. No better than the Jurich lovers. Okay, do you hear that? Now listen, Kenny Payne and Danny Manning have told you Kamari Lance is playing the guard. There, are you happy now? I read your text. Guard is G-U-A, not G-A-U. And Kamari Lance is a guard. He's a small 4-2 guard. They've told the coaches and told you that.
Do you realize not one time have we mentioned publicly that the team last year won 12 games? MAGA Maven.
Sweeney, you're a honk, and you suck up to UK bombs like a loudmouth and continue to, you know what, on Louisville. Whoa. I'm done with your agenda, but once TJ is back, you all will be fried like catfish.
fried like catfish, oh, Ethan. Keep them coming, Avery. Good stuff.
Louisville there is a 7'2", 5-star, top 20 big man on the campus that I sit on right now visiting Louisville. That is here on Kentucky's dime because he took an official to Kentucky. Kentucky paid for his transportation, and he drove over here. But please, let's continue.
Y'all
Marcus, you said someone who averaged 2 points a game and someone who was kicked off a roster as a first-rounder next year. Dude, get off the crystal meth. That's his last text.
That's a harsh accusation.
Those seven guys.
Hey, crystal meth is a problem. It's nothing to be joking around about.
Aaron Bradshaw is not going to Louisville. You get the pity visit. Congratulations for the pity visit.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have mid-major transfers on this team. That's why I say people keep talking about Jared West and things like that. I'm like we don't have any mid-major. Like, we're talking about, like, these mid-majors. We don't have any on this team.
Our comparison.
There's not one.
Our comparison of mid-major
JUCO,
guy,
I guess.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's L. Ellis.
Okay.
Who torched every, you know, when he got a chance to play, pretty much torched all the big teams. Was the most competitive person on the team.
We haven't even took.
Well, except for the JUCO
that
we have.
Jack!
Here it is.
Jack! That can't be real sound.
It's real sound.
He torched people when he got the. No, he didn't. He had like 3 good games. Sidney Curry's a JUCO transfer. Kentucky has 1 mid-major transfer on their. One! Antonio Reeves is it. You guys got JUCO dudes. And you got JJ. JJ Trainer can't play basketball for the ACC. He can't. What are we doing, Jack?
Yeah,
they don't have any guards. You have Mike James coming off an Achilles injury. You've got L. Ellis, who was okay at times. You don't know what Kamari Lanes is going to do, which, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing. But, man, you'd kill for – man, we asked this question last week. Would Louisville fans want Noah Locker? Y'all would beg Noah Locker to come back. I mean, you would want Dre Davis. Think of what they lost. Davis, Dre Davis, Noah Locke. Those three guys could play on this team right now. And they're not here. That's you.
Absolutely, Ethan.
I take him back.
Absolutely. You take Noah Locke right now. And I agree with you. You should. And Dre,
as the roster stands now, I would take Noah Locke back.
100%. The only guy that left that you wouldn't take back, in my opinion, would be Matt Cross. Other than that.
No, I'm done with him.
Yeah, done. All right, keep it coming, Avery. It's a mixtape here on ESPN 680, 105.7 is the take.
They want somebody who's going to keep the propaganda machine going. Like, they don't want people asking real questions at these events.
Yeah. It's just rich Mark Blankenbaker talking
about
propaganda.
Like, you are the propaganda machine.
Yeah.
You're the UofL sheriff. Of course. Of course you did. Yes. You are. Yes. Yes, Blank. The programs have propaganda machines. You're one of them.
Please, please let it pay off, Scott Satterfield. Don't let me leave, don't, hold the bag here.
Don't.
That Amish offense stomped your ass 3 years in a row that we've played you. So settle down.
You should have.
Yes, Scott Satterfield is your head coach. Quit getting. Don't puff that chest out until your coach is actually the coach next year. You don't fall on your face and win five games. Keep that recruiting class together. Then come talk to me, big boy. You just got you just got 50 pieced. You got a 50 burger on your butt. How about that? Will Levis doing ills down five times in the end zone. Shut up.
I knew the shut up was coming.
How's that defense of yours with that Amish offense busting you? Lynn Bowden didn't throw a freaking pass and ran all.
Well, I would go with people thinking Will Levis is an NFL quarterback. That's what I would go with.
Well, that too, but you know, that Amish offense they wanted to bust on just ran, you know, scored another touchdown, and Lynn Bowden couldn't throw. Like, you and I could go out there and throw as much as Lynn Bowden did, and they couldn't stop him. Yeah, but your tummy's hurt. And Blake Cunningham still haven't finished a game yet. How about that? He hasn't finished a game as a player playing Kentucky. Sit on.
Sorry, Ethan.
You got,
I mean,
a 50
this
burger
is totally
on your
not you
How
right
about
now.
That? Will Levis do nails down five times.
Oh, no, Avery. That was the part that got me fired up.
You got
up
a 50 burger on your butt. How about that? Will Levis doing ills down five times in the end zone. Shut up.
Andy brings it out into me. What can I
I'm
say?
I'm the Louisville man.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm the Louisville man.
I think Louisville right now is training pretty heavily with DJ Wagner, and I could see, like I said, I could see Kentucky likes where they're at, so I think those two moves right there to me only make sense.
Okay, guys, and that seems to be the writing of the wall, but much to my detriment because I'm very heavy on DJ Wagner still at Kentucky, but it seems
that's the closest you've come to admitting that.
Well, when David Sisk says it, Jack, I've got to go with my man Sisk. I mean, that's the plain and simple there. Got to go with him.
What are you going to do when DJ?
I expect one school to get one guy and the other school to get the other guy. That's just kind of my read on the situation. I think Kentucky probably gets Bradshaw, and I think Louisville probably gets DJ Wagner at this point. I got to admit it, Ethan. I'll melt down, but there's not much else I have left to say, Ethan. It seems like this is the writing on the wall. There's nothing else I can do about it.
You're right.
Damn it, Finkelstein! Damn it, Finkelstein! What are you doing to me? I mean, it's over, Perrin. It's over for me. I'm throwing the damn paper. I know I got to read. I got to tell you about Cincinnati Reds later on in Louisville City FC. I don't give a damn. I'm throwing the paper away. Congrats, Louisville fans. Congrats. We don't have a shot. It's over. It's over. I know that.
I missed that.
I know that. Like Jack said, you could do a little bit of both. You could do some Denny Crumby. Y'all say that's John Calipari. You can't sit here, Louisville fans that are texting in, and tell me with a straight face that quote didn't sound like John Calipari. You can't. I understand you're defending Kenny Payne and you don't want to be Kentucky Light, but that's what you are. It's just a fact. I know he played from Denny Crum. I know he learned from Denny Crum. But who is he with? Like, okay, I'll put it this way. Who did he learn coaching from? Who's he been with more recently? John Calipari. You like that, don't you, Ethan?
Yeah, a lot. Just threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, it was funny. You know, she told me she was going to do it. She goes, well, because I know Peter because they do a show on ESPN every Sunday. And so, Peter asked me to be on KSR. And, you know, I had no idea what it was. And he goes, well, it's kind of a UK radio show. And I was like, did you tell Peter? Like, yeah, they might not like you on there. And she's like, yeah, but I did it. And apparently it went really well. And yeah, it is funny. Her mom's side of the family is all UK fans. And her dad side is all U of L fans, so they're always split.
No, that was Paolo Del Piccolo, Ethan, an audience soccer player for Louisville City FC, married to Katie George. He played soccer for U of L. Obviously, she was a volleyball player for U of L. She went on to KSR with Peter Burns while Matt Jones is out of town, so I had to ask Paolo about Katie going on KSR. Also, I'd be remiss to not say that this is brought to you by Hightower Men's Clinic. They have that pulse wave therapy. Any performance issues that you may have, head over to Hightower Men's Clinic. No pills, no needles, pulse wave therapy. There you go. Keep them coming, Avery.
Our so, guy okay. Andy had something has something for
okay,
you.
All right. So let's
from our girl Jessica.
From Jessica, okay. Oh. Let's go here. Yikes. Those flowers are popping out, Jack. Those are some...
There's a snort.
Whoa. I can't look at that anymore. I'm going to get in trouble.
Are you going to delete that text on your phone,
no,
aren't you?
No, I'm not going to delete the text on my phone. I'll start down roads and paths I don't want to go down. And it's just... Nope. I'll move on from there. I will move on from...
The good next man. Time that I wake up, it's going to be like we get beat out on a recruit by Tulane and Rice and, you know, East Portland State.
East Portland State.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Oh, Avery was out of the room. I think she had to open the door for the Inside Churchill Downs crew. That's Darren Rogers. Hey, Darren Rogers, what's up?
Just in time for the next day.
How has that baby not made her hotter?
Biscuit, damn.
Ooh, back to back.
Yeah.
She is the coldest pregnant woman I've ever met in my entire life.
Talking about Chrissy Banta.
Yeah, yep.
I don't care about the players. They make millions of dollars.
Wow, Biscuit doesn't care about the players. Biscuit, where you're a mainstay on the mixtape this week. Damn.
Four in a row.
We have been getting hammered by this.
I'm gonna wait for Phil Baker, but he's gonna get it. When you get after my man Spencer Brown, you might as well just get after me. So Phil Baker's gonna get it tonight.
Uh-oh.
When I'm trying to have a great Sunday run, and my man just gets hammered for playing Boston. So I guess Phil Baker, he's going to get it.
Wow, Scotty D going after Phil Baker, Ethan. How about that?
All right, I'm going to see what's next Monday night going to be like.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be a little contentious probably.
There's more Scotty D going for Phil.
Let's go.
Take that, Phil Baker. My man Spencer Brown, I stay behind him. I stand right with my man. Bellarmine grad, Spencer Brown.
Always love the low coach.
Dogs, my guy. Right on the air yesterday because he plays Boston. Because, you know, it's only Phil's music or no one else's. You're either old or you don't know. It's all Phil's world, and we're just all glad to be in the world.
I love Phil when he does the country song where he always inserts like a 90s R&B hip-hop artist just because it's a bit he does. It's
he dogs
hilarious.
You.
Curran.
My man
music.
Nick Curran. Now he'll be dogging me. Wow. Whatever happened to humility?
I
was running. Wow, I almost turned around and ran down here. My man, Phil Baker. I don't know. Is Phil Baker listening?
He won't let it go.
No. I have yet to hear from him one way or another.
It's my lesson in loyalty to my man, Spencer Brown, who yesterday morning in a beautiful run just got blasted by one Phil Baker.
This is why Scotty D wins. He's so damn competitive, he doesn't let it go. This is why he wins. It.
Yes.
Coach Davenport, if you beat this game, well, I'm never talking to you again. Consider that a threat.
Sneak that in.
Yeah.
That's right. November 9th, Louisville versus Bellarmine. First game of the season for both teams. Let's go.
It's a little spicy matchup.
I'm like gagging it. Now for the agency.
Dan, yes.
You got to listen to the people who actually are in tune, not for the people who were in tune 5 years ago.
Right.
And having them steer you all over the place, but who's in tune now?
Yeah.
And the people who wrote that letter and the people who are spreading all this misinformation aren't in touch with what's actually going on.
I'm not talking about people whose names are on the letter as signatures. I'm talking about people who wrote it or whatever.
Correct.
By the way, Alabama.
That's something I didn't get with you today on, Ethan, was the letter, the infamous John Ramsey letter. We'll save that for another time.
Fair enough.
Octopussy.
Octopussy.
Yep. Joe. What?
It is Dean Aaron Blank, man. That's what they do.
Octopussy. Octopussy.
What were they?
How long does it take for one person to smoke 3 pounds of weed?
Oh,
four
boy,
pound
here we
of
go.
Weed. Patricia should be allowed to smoke his marijuana as he pleases, I believe. Especially
just
as the
be smarter. Don't get caught tailgating someone when you have 3 pounds of weed
in Richmond
in the car.
Like if he was in Louisville,
I swear you have this vision of Richmond as though it's.
If he was in Louisville and he gets pulled over, they're going to say, "Are you the guy
city.
Who made that dunk to cap off Luke Hancock's 3-pointers in the net?" Okay, you're free to go. Just try not to carry so much pot with you next time, because if you go to Richmond,
I've lived in
they
these.
Will
good advice.
Blankenstoner. So, I guess Montrezl Harrell got found with 3 pounds a week.
Ooh.
Well, see, you say, oh, like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care about it either.
Look, I think that amount would normally, I mean, I don't know the laws, but I think that's probably with intent to sell is the reason it's a classy felony.
It's an assumed intent to sell, but when you have that much money.
Right, so I don't assume Montrezl Harrell is on the verge of selling weed. I assume he smokes a lot of weed.
I would say so. I would say, you know, that's when you have 3 pounds of marijuana, what are you buying? Bulk.
Not marijuana. I don't even understand what 3 pounds is. Like when somebody, I'm going to sound so freaking uncool. What is a quarter bag? How much weed is a quarter bag of marijuana? Is that a quarter pound?
So quarter ounce?
We're going to sound
so
stupid.
3 pounds of weed's 48 ounces.
Strikes me as, thanks, Mark. Yeah, thanks. So I could fill up three Coors Lights cans, okay, of the pints,
of
the twisties.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so now I get a sense of how much weed that is.
That's great. That's such great sound.
We're smoking barbecue and joints.
Yes. Barbecue and joint.
I think I'll be headed for a late night snack there sometime. So plus, I'm going to go roll a couple of lines. I am going to be ready to go.
Roll a couple of lines. You doing cocaine?
But if you go to Tim Sullivan's Twitter page, this is a promoted tweet, which comes underneath. He just wrote, the last tweet he sent out was Notre Dame beat top-ranked Tennessee, the Irish headed to Omaha. And then right underneath it, under promoted tweet, I'm going to read it to you verbatim because I think it's compelling. Bent Carrot PD, a bend with a bump in your erection might be Peyronie's disease. Don't stay in the dark. Ask a urologist about PD and Xiaflex. Click for safety info regarding a risk of penile fracture. and full PI, and then there's a...
Well, speaking of that, don't forget Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermensclinic.com. Keep on coming, Avery.
That's a segue.
Hell yeah.
The first time I go tanning, Bob, completely roasted my butt. You think Nick's forehead's bad? You should have seen my buttocks.
What?
Patty ice.
Christian Gray... he gets mad because his significant other wants to essentially sunbathe nude. Oh. But anyways, so she gets, she starts. Oh. What is going on right
plumber.
Now?
The plumber
called.
Oh,
the plumber's there. Oh.
Okay.
Would you do it?
There you go.
There he's back.
There he is.
That's a good question. I missed. Were you getting into nude beaches? Did you get into that?
Yes, that was my question. If it's a significant other, you guys are like on your honeymoon.
Yeah, would you?
Or...
No. Bent.
Uh oh, we got a delay.
I missed. I missed the question.
Bob's telling your robot's my favorite part.
I don't want to be spilling like chili on my, you know, my bits. That sounds painful.
People's private parts. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a splash zone around.
I don't know if that's true or not.
The B show
is
on one.
My dad takes little Patrick Ice, about 5 years old, up these steps, up the sand dune. We look out, and this, I'm telling you, this stuff is ingrained in my brain. I'll never forget it. I wish I did. Hell, it's probably what encouraged me to pose nude, you know? Yeah. I mean, that memory in the back of my mind being ingrained. So it is what it is, and 5 years old, I experienced a new beach, and my dad was like, yeah, we're going back. We probably should have listened to the cop.
I could listen to him tell stories all day long.
He's great. He's great at it, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Brother.
Keep him coming, Avery.
Benji's over here trying to spit knowledge and wisdom. He's like, Patty, just use a sock to cover the pickle next time, dude. This is common sense. Benji, this is like this is 8 years ago. This is my first time doing it. I had no idea what I was doing, bro. I mean, it's not like I'm doing this all the time. I mean, come on now. Like, Benji, what are we doing, brother?
Not only that, I don't.
There's the brother.
Brother?
If you're going to be out there fully nude, you're going to be fully nude, and you're going to put sunscreen on it. You're not putting a sock on your junk while you're just, hey, everybody else is just letting it all out there. I'm putting a sock on mine.
This is a...
I missed that segment.
I really don't need to be seeing all your junk next to my egg foo young. I mean, that's not, you know, that isn't, that's not cool.
I just
egg
think for safety young. Purposes, yeah,
they,
that makes sense.
They dress for meals.
Egg foo young.
I don't know what this means. Texter says... Got a tan with a cod piece.
A cod piece. Do you know what a cod piece is?
No.
It's
like, you told me that once before. I forgot. What is that?
A cod piece.
It's the thing that protects your Willie Johnson, right?
Yeah, it's basically like it was like rock stars a lot of times have them. It's like, think of it as a very fancy cup. Like, and it usually is like a bejeweled and bedazzled, and it's just, but yeah, it
it's
goes over
your
boys and
wowzers.
Yes, but it's not like just a cup. It's like a, you know, like it, like bejeweled and stuff. Like it's gonna be looking like, you know, covered in rhinestones, and you know, think of like if Kiss and a cup went together. What that's what you would have.
What's the point of that?
Well, because it protects and also
back in the old days,
shows attention
for
you.
And they were trying to stab your Willie Johnson.
Yeah, guys would try to stab your Willie Johnson. Or,
wow,
chances are you probably were had a lot of STDs and it covered them up, so it made everything look good.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I don't know. I might have made that second part up.
I think you did.
Oh my.
Get me more Saucy Santana. She could be, Saucy Santana could be one of my sauces for the stories about where recruits are going. Be another sauce. Booty, 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 booty. Now, these are the kind of lyrics that they change lives. Bootylicious. Bootylicious. Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and booty, 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 booty. This is what I'm saying.
Please, God, don't let us get sued.
That's so great.
Bootylicious. Bootylicious. Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, and booty, 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 booty. This is what I'm saying.
Please, God, don't let us get sued.
Like it when he shakes his booty?
No, I don't. I think he gets the crowd into it. You can worry about his booty.
I just know that's what he's known for.
He puts his hat
he's
on back.
Booty
Look,
shaker.
He's an entertainer.
I love the rationale booty. Behind it.
I do not like Nikki the Lip.
I don't think Streetle can sing the national anthem, so we don't have to worry about that.
Damn, Dan! Whoa! Taking shots!
Issel Missile.
Yeah, Issel Missile. There you go. Issel Missile. Chayton Sharp's connected with guys like DJ Wagner and, you know, some of these hot recruits, and he talks to all of them. Hot recruits.
Put it in.
Whoa!
Oh. How you doing?
Andy Sweeney drinks a crap ton.
Thank you, Baron.
God bless America.
Yeah, that's right, Dan. Yeah. God bless America. All right, Avery, we've got about, 5 minutes left to go here with the mixtape. Let's go ahead and keep it rolling.
If you want this program to be, you know, great again.
Who's that sound like, Ethan?
I love Ellstown because it stokes the rivalry, and I have no problem
Whoa.
Because I know that you all are thinking about me. You're at a
Here
baseball game. You're
I'm
at a basketball.
Kitchen.
I mean, Kentucky fans have some of the best attendance at Louisville athletic events. I mean, thank
yeah,
you
true.
So much
yeah.
for your attendance. We really appreciate it. When you give me an Ellstown, you let me know that I'm thinking.
I don't think Louisville fans give a damn about Ellstown.
Whoa.
Ooh. Might be nice to start out with a W, guys. You know, can we do
well,
that?
Well, you make a point.
Yeah, can we do that? But also,
actually, you make a point. Yeah.
But also, I mean, if you look at what Syracuse does at home in September, I mean, particularly against teams like Clemson, it's not a walkover. You know, like for whatever reason, in September, in the Carrier Dome,
they
are competitive.
I like how we just don't even act like that's a factor still, that they may not be eligible
they
for the NCAA
be.
Tournament.
bless his soul, true. Mark Blankenbaker right now. I mean, he's either he's in a sports funk or he's slowly turning into Andy Sweeney. It's one of the two. And it was
I think it's two.
Listen,
he's finally been infected.
I mean, he was so aggravated yesterday, and I said, Mark, he got a 5-star down there on campus now, and his response was, oh, another big. Like, hey, bro, I ain't got nothing to say. I don't know what, okay, conversation's over. Like, you know, I mean, but if we're sitting here in November and he's landed the number one player, another 5-star, then.
I'm just worried. I'm just looking around. I'm like.
You've definitely panicked.
Who's left? Like, that's the problem.
And, not my job to know.
And, well, I know it's not your job to know necessarily. It's their job to know. But I just want it to be quality, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's an abundance of guards in the portal. I mean, they're going to be able to find a guard. But is it going to be a guard that's going to, like, you know, press us forward into the NCAA?
That's your wheelhouse, Ethan.
I'd like to have another ball handler, and I think they'll find one. But I don't think it'll be like, I don't think it'll be some of the guards you got out of the portal that went to Baylor a couple years back or something like that. You're going to probably get more of a Jared
Fabio.
West level guy.
Fabio!
Oh, no. I thought that was the whole thing you wanted to avoid.
No, but you get Imani Bates.
He personified what you wanted to avoid.
No, but if you get Imani Bates, you can afford to take a Jared. What you can't do is not get Imani Bates or a Malachi Smith or a Tyrese Hunter and then take a Jared West level guy. Like, you can take a Jared West level guy if you've got top level guys, but if you're just getting Jared West level guys, it's not the same because you've got value there, you know, for Quan Fours and guys like that. There's value there on the court for guys like that.
Not offensively.
No.
Somebody show Imani Bates the 2013 National Championship game. Show him the Siva Trey Burke foul. Let him know which side are you on here, Imani?
Let's just find out. Let's just get him here so I can calm the hell down.
My God, we're not going to have any guards. I'd like to have some guards.
Yeah, I would too, but, you know.
By the way, Scott Satterfield, get a defensive lineman in that class.
Whoa!
Yeah, I need a guard more than I need that.
Yeah.
I agree with Drew there. All right, Avery, how many more do we have?
We don't talk basketball with Mark Blankenbaker right now. But football,
Wait a minute. Stop.
How many do we have left here, Avery?
About 20.
Oh, let's do a couple more and then get Inside Churchill Downs on here next. Do two more, then we'll call it a weekend. Thanks, everybody, for listening today to The Take. Ethan Moore, thank you very much. All week long, Jack Grossman, Perrin Johnson, Avery Dill, thanks for your great job today. Two more sounds. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. We'll see you on Monday.
See ya.
I didn't expect you to have, like, an answer for me there.
We didn't take our meds today.
All right, there we go. That's all right, everyone. Everyone have a good weekend. Signing off, Jack and Andy, back on Monday.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.